What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is the E4L podcast, episode number 5. It is 2 o'clock on a rainy Saturday in Minnesota. And on this show, we're featuring my brother. So it's interesting, we have two sets of brothers today. Tyler and Dave, and me and Chase. Should be a good show.
Don't forget Bobble's hair. Got a lot to talk about this week. A lot of insane liberal stuff going on. A lot more hypocrisy. There was a photo that went viral of Trump putting kids in kennels. It was all Trump's fault. Then we got Roseanne. Huge story that took the media by storm. A lot of hypocrisy there. Dinesh gets a pardon from Trump. And then the Starbucks CEO says that Trump is to blame for the diversity training. So we will go ahead and start with the photo. First, actually, let's talk about Chase. Chase, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit?
Well, my name is Chase Wheeler. I am a small business owner here in Brainerd, Minnesota. I have many years' experience working in all different types of cities and environments and different manufacturing facilities. My job actually was part owner of a company that built automated packaging machinery for food corporations. And I mean, you see there's a lot of political overlay and the structure of corporations and the cities that they're in, it all just reminds me of the liberal agenda, the Democratic Party in general. It's everybody's entitled, nobody wants to work. That's just kind of how it is. So I guess I just introduced myself.
Darn rootin' tootin' rat, blue collar America right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Tell you what.
And well, Chase is 24 years old, right?
I'm 24 years old.
Year and 9 months younger than me. His older brother. So
I own more businesses.
Dive into these questions.
Yeah, let's talk about the news first, and then we also got some questions from our listeners. A lot of great questions. Then we're going to play our initials game, which we've got a lot of great feedback on. Before we do that, if you do like our podcast and you have listened to the past, head over to www.patreon.com/E4L. We've got a lot of good incentives on there. I think over 70 of you now have helped us out. Your money goes a long way. We've got a lot of fees with our podcast now. It goes towards funding our book, which Dylan and I have been busting hard on this past week. We've been going really hard at that. So find out how to get a signed copy of the book and how to get your name and Twitter handle in the book as well. This week there was a photo of two immigrant kids sleeping in a dog kennel, it appeared. And the liberal media, liberal personalities on Twitter ran with it. They were spreading it like wildfire. The guy from Jon Favreau from the podcast, whatever, the liberal podcast that's the most popular, he retweeted it.
Telcom X,
Sean King, man.
He retweeted it. Whitest black dude,
And it was all Trump's fault. He was putting these kids in kennels. But the best part about it was that photo was from 2014. Yeah. And they
how
all
do you run on
tweets.
Something like that without fact-checking it? Just, oh, this is incriminating. Let's just push it out there as hard as we can.
Welcome to the liberal media. Is anything ever fact-checked?
I mean, rarely. And then when it went viral and then it was, disproved as fake news, none of them apologized for it or said sorry for spreading this or anything like that. They deleted it.
Well, of course
some
not.
Of them.
They never have.
I know Sean King deleted it, but didn't say another word. He just looked for his next race-baiting of fake news
well,
to push
exactly.
out.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, the mainstream media is being used as a propaganda tool right
and
now.
And half the people that, think about it, half the people that probably saw that fake news, a lot of people still think that Trump put those kids into dog kennels because of what Sean King and Favreau or whatever his name is did.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, it's neither here nor there. It's just another fad that they're dealing with this week. And then eventually next week, everybody's short attention span. Everybody will forget about it. And we'll move on to the next racy issue.
There'll be one tomorrow or today, later today or early next week. There always is. It never runs out.
Yeah, I mean, when you got somebody running the gang who's never been initiated, they don't like it. And they try to do everything they can to tear you down.
Yeah,
That story was quickly swept under the rug when Roseanne tweeted her tweet, and that caught a firestorm, started a firestorm. That was insane. People ran with that, which was hilarious because there have been a lot of lefties in the past, specifically Joy Reid, and then the next day, Samantha Bee, saying very similar racy things that, and they totally get away with it. Bill Maher, he tweeted something about Trump, comparing him to a monkey. Nothing.
Yeah, he called wasn't it Ben Carson he called a house N-word?
Yeah, yeah.
He still got his show.
Ben Carson is one of the smartest people I've ever read about. You know, he's incredibly intelligent. And that's what intelligent gets you nowadays. If you're intelligent, you're a conservative because that's the logical way to look at things.
Yeah, and you get...
And, you know, that's they don't like intelligence. It makes them feel small. So they try to belittle you any way they can. It's like high school.
Yeah, did you see that thread yesterday on Twitter from a few days ago? John Legend's wife came at me with this other guy. They took one of my tweets as a snapshot, and then they took a whole bunch of my Instagram pictures and posted it up there, which had nothing to do with the subject matter of my tweet. And it had like 1,000 comments, and all these liberals were just roasting me on my appearance. Not one of them could say one intelligent thing to debate my tweet. Not one of them talked about the tweet itself.
It was,
you're a knockoff Brandon Macaulay Culkin, or you look like Logan Paul.
That's the thing. You make an intelligent comment?
He quoted you? Hold on a second,
Chase.
Hold on a second,
Chase. Don't.
Dylan, you know what killed me about that was... What? He quoted something that you said. Remember, that was like his comment on your pictures. And yeah. I read the tweet, and it totally made sense. I was like, what are you criticizing here with the structure of his tweet?
They tried to get my grammar, and it was
proper
grammar, too.
This is completely proper grammar.
it's
grasping at straws is what it
is. John Legend's wife goes, wow, I feel so educated now. I was like, I guess there's a first time for everything. But I was going to say, you know, well, your husband defends MS-13, who are known for their vicious machete-style attacks, execution-style gunshots to the head, vicious animals.
He just did that Christian concert, too. So I thought he was a little bit more open-minded than apparently he is. But, you know, apparently sex trafficking, extortion, and gang murders are an acceptable way to live.
Maybe he needs to be educated as well.
We'll get him on the show.
Yeah, still waiting for Chrissy's reply, but we'll see.
The one thing about this whole Roseanne thing and Joy Reid is Joy Reid claims that her comments are admissible because she had amnesia. She doesn't remember it. And then after that,
she became a gay man like Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, yeah. And then after that, she says that it was hackers. All right, so...
Oh.
And then Roseanne tried to play the same card. What Roseanne said, she probably shouldn't have tweeted it. She probably shouldn't have said it. But she said it was her Ambien. She was basically high on Ambien. And
it wasn't premeditated.
They didn't let her get away with that, but they let Joy Reid get away with it. And then the worst thing was, I think it was about a day later, Samantha Bee, on her show on TBS, comes on and uses very foul language to describe Ivanka Trump. She called her a feckless C-word. Feckless C-word on TBS. Now, I'm not sure if they bleeped it out or not, but...
You know what the difference is, though, between that and what Roseanne did? Roseanne's was not premeditated. She was high off drugs, or Ambien. And Samantha Bee, that was pre-scripted. You know, it was approved by the higher-up, and then they recorded it, and then they aired it in exactly the way they intended it to be aired.
Right, that's very true.
Well, yeah, learn how to handle your drugs.
Great message.
Why isn't anybody else in charge of their social media? That's my point. You make millions of dollars a year and you can't hire some kid in high school to make your tweets for you and make you sound like a halfway decent person? and that's besides the point. I mean, I watched her show because it was entertaining. It was entertaining, pure and simple. I don't really care about the person itself. I care about the content
about
that I'm viewing.
You watch Samantha Bee's show or Rosie's show? Roseanne's show.
I don't watch TV.
Oh, okay. I'm just clarifying here, Chase, all right? All right, moving on. More news after Roseanne, Joy Reid. Dinesh was pardoned by Trump. If you didn't know, in 2014, I believe it was, Dinesh was charged with campaign fraud, federal campaign fraud. So as an individual, you can only donate up to $2,700 per individual person running for office. What Dinesh did, supposedly did, is he was a straw donor. And what he did with a straw donor is he had other people donate, and then he would pay those people back. So he was using his money roundaboutly to fund these campaign campaigns, and it was totaling up to about $20,000. So Trump pardoned him from that crime this week, which was, I thought it was good, because
Dinesh, the sentence was exaggerated. It was like they gave him like the worst that they could.
Right. And Dylan, why? Tell him why that happened. What did Dinesh do to get attacked?
This was years back during the Obama administration when he came out with his documentary, Obama's America. And, you know, the government, obviously Obama's administration, did not like that. So they made sure to make an example out of him and gave him a hefty fine. I think he spent like 8 months in a correction center or something
like
that.
Yeah, he
did. I don't know if it was prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another interesting thing is I met Dinesh last month.
I mean, come on. Obama, the guy's from Chicago. He's the mob. You know, he ran this country like a mob, just funneling money out of every orifice and giving away all our money to people who shouldn't have it and just want to advance their own agendas.
But he claims he never,
you know, uses intimidation tactics on people that he shouldn't have to.
That is not true, Chase.
Yeah,
he's Obama a symbol said he of unity. He's the godsend.
Yeah, unity. That's a great word for it.
Yeah.
But Dylan, yeah, you met Dinesh.
I got a picture with him too. Yeah, I saw him speak at the University of Morris on campus there last month. Dude, he is one of the smartest people I've ever had the privilege of meeting.
I wish really I could have gone with you to that, because yeah, I love his movies. Very
informative. Yeah, if you've not seen Hillary's America, that is one of the most educational films I've ever watched in my life, showing everything about the Democrats and how backwards they are. It starts from the very beginning of the history from when our country was founded.
The big switch. I mean, that's very, very informative on that.
Mm-hmm.
But sticking on Dinesh,
that's a
Rosie.
Myth. That's a myth. That's just a point in time where everybody realized that's enough government. Let's shut it off. Let's shut it down. Then they became conservatives.
Rosie recently was uncovered that she was doing something similar to Dinesh, what Dinesh got charged for. Rosie, instead of going through a straw donor where she had basically, Dylan donated $2,700 and then I paid Dylan back, she over-donated the $2,700 allotment to five different candidates, and then she used basically different addresses in New York and different names, versions of her name. So she didn't even, she almost like went less of an effort to try and cover up her over-donation.
That tells you she knew what she was doing to get around it. That's why she changed her addresses and her names. It's not hard to figure out.
That's definitely, everybody knows your intentions at that point, you know.
Not a word.
Dinesh bent the
not
rules.
Not a word about it either. Not a word from the liberals about that. Except
I mean, Dinesh bent the rules and he spent 8 months in prison. Rosie breaks them and nothing happens.
Yeah,
nothing.
And liberals don't even talk about it. They're like, oh, we're not going to focus on that. It's just, oh, Dinesh is a criminal and Trump's pardoning criminals. So you're going to get mad about Trump pardoning Dinesh, but you're not going to say a word about Rosie, who did basically the exact same thing. You're not going to get mad about Obama pardoning traitors like Bradley Manning. You know, the double standard in hypocrisy is amazing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Officer Ray Doggin here.
It's called selective outrage.
Officer Ray Doggin here. You boys are doing a little bit too much thinking, a little too much, and it's making me mad. All right? Thinking and driving? No way. No way. Get out of here. Other news this week, the Starbucks CEO blames Trump for their diversity training. It's Trump's fault that there were some loiterers in Starbucks that were asked to be removed, and it was exploited by the media. It's all Trump's fault.
It's always Trump's fault.
Yeah, I was working on a bike last week. My parts came about a day late, and that was definitely Trump's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Bastard.
Dude, that is his fault. Are you kidding me?
I know. Definitely is. If he would run the country more efficiently and run USPS more efficiently, then I would get my parts on time.
Yeah, that volcano eruption in
Doesn't
Hawaii?
Doesn't he think? I mean, come
That's
on.
Obvious. Thanks, Trump.
Dude, thank you. Thank you so much.
But yeah.
Make my business more money and I'll have to pay less of it back in taxes. Thanks, Trump.
Gosh, I don't want your breadcrumbs.
Yeah. I don't think I know one person that would look at $1,100 and call it breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi.
I know millionaires that don't call fuck. I know millionaires that do not call $1,000 breadcrumbs.
I love these one-liners. Yeah. Just plugging. I'll be
Nancy
judge.
Pelosi, man, breadcrumbs.
You want to talk about somebody getting off their meds? That's her,
dude. Part of me thinks she knows.
Did you see that press conference the other day?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. She was. What is she?
She couldn't even remember what she was talking about.
Dude, part of me thinks that you cannot be that stupid. Like, she's doing this on purpose because she's bought and paid for a candidate that's made hundreds of millions of dollars. She knows what she's doing to get that money from special interest groups.
Well, exactly.
Because you cannot be that dumb.
But we've all been conditioned our whole lives to be stupid. We all have. We've been conditioned our entire lives to be completely dependent, follow instructions from A to B with do not pass go, do not collect $200, do not divvy from the plan. I mean, that's how we've been raised. I mean, and it doesn't help anybody make any money.
No. Not at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
And it doesn't help you be a productive member of society. You know, somebody that contributes, comes up with new ideas, thinks for themselves. I mean, that's discouraged in today's society because it's hard to control.
Chase, quit speaking so much logic. Just
the thought police are going to come after you.
Yeah. Want Ray Dagan coming back? on that note, let's move to some questions. Hey, let's move to some questions.
What were we talking about before that? The chairman of Starbucks said that Trump was the reason. Okay, that's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, it's wrong. I made a tweet about that. I said he had to re-educate his employees because they were he was too much of a coward to stand up to false claims of racism. His employees were doing the right thing by kicking out loiterers. And now Starbucks just lets homeless people come use their bathroom. If anyone's listening out there, go to your local Starbucks, throw a party, do whatever the hell you want in there because they're not going to kick you out anymore because that would be racist. So, I mean, if you're a minority, you get away with anything in there.
I have a friend actually that I work with. He has a second job at Starbucks, and he was telling me about the training. Apparently, it's like some sit around an iPad, and it's just a bunch of bullcrap. All it is, and I was listening to Ben Shapiro, and he talked about it, and he's a lawyer, obviously. But he talked about how all it is lawyers covering their own ass. Starbucks is saying, oh, well, we went through the diversity training, so when this happens again, it's not our fault. We trained them. They're just covering their own ass.
Well,
that's
exactly.
All
and they got a whole legal team.
Yeah.
Put it this way. This is a great analogy. A great comparison. When I would go into plants, I would have to watch a 45-minute safety video. I would have to wear a hairnet, beard net, if I could grow a beard, which I can't, you know. But that's neither here nor there. Bump cap, earplugs, eye protection, pants with no holes in them, full smock, steel-toe boots, and then I'm supposed to go and crawl inside a machine and somehow work on it. And, you know, the only reason why these regulations exist is because there's a panel of people and all they do is sit around all day and make up rules. That's their job. That's what they do for a living. So if you stop making rules, why do they need you?
It's true.
You know, I mean, you gotta create your own position, if you will. I mean, you gotta keep feeding the beast its rules so that you keep collecting your paycheck. And that's what it's all about. Everybody's afraid to say it, but that's what it's all about.
It must be that old white guy sitting at the top of the chain controlling everything.
Yep.
Pulling all
I gotta say, I've seen the top of the chain. There are no old white guys sitting there pulling puppet strings. It doesn't work like that. I mean,
we're gonna move on to
the
some
Democratic
questions
Party
now.
Works like we're that with Uncle George Soros subject. Funding everything. But, you know,
Chase, we got a question from
a different story.
@average_Twitter_user. A couple of questions, and a lot of good questions. So, I mean, these are some thinkers. His first question was, what do you think should happen with social media platforms owned by private companies violating the First and Fourth Amendment rights? So Twitter, censoring conservatives, that's the perfect example. All of them are. We've been censored on every single platform we've been on. YouTube, we've gotten strikes from YouTube. Dylan, you've been told to take down posts from Instagram. We've been threatened that our Facebook page was going to get taken down if we didn't remove a post.
Yep.
And we've been censored
on Twitter.
Twitter
plenty of times. They take away my followers in the thousands at a time.
So what should they be able to do that? Should they be able to do that? Should they be able to?
Yeah, I think they should. They're a private company. But once you start talking about
exactly.
Public
I mean,
or government
we can't complain about somebody
Chase,
not servicing somebody because of, you know, what they believe. That's our standpoint on this. So if we start complaining about the fact that Twitter and Facebook is doing it, they're liberal entities. We know that. Stop using it. Let it die.
Well, unfortunately, I get what you're saying, but there's no alternative for conservatives.
I think it's go ahead. Sorry.
There isn't. There's no alternative for conservatives to go. and communicate. And this mass communication like this is very important to get messages out. So we can't not use these platforms. We can't not use them. There's no other alternative.
We can. It's just the market won't do it. And, you know, they're messing with conservatives and everything like that. But where do you think those people are going to go for their news? Do you think they're just going to keep using Twitter when it's completely saturated with liberal content? No, they're going to go to the next platform that has the content from the political party that they identify with.
Well,
they're not
going to
follow
the
liberal train
first.
Just because it's Twitter.
Exactly. Capitalism will sort this out. I mean, Twitter
exactly.
is a private
company. Exactly. It always does.
And, start,
and it makes things yeah. better.
Wait. Well, hold the... Get the little liberal hypocrisy button out, because isn't the bakery a private company? Can't they choose? And
absolutely,
that's a good question.
I mean,
yeah.
maybe say yeah. we're busy, we're booked out for a week, but I mean, shouldn't he be able to monetize or not monetize, but censor the customers that he has coming through his door?
That's a good question, man. And that's a very good question, and I think that's very hypocritical for them to be held to one standard, and then these social media companies not to be held to that standard. And okay, so let's move on to the next question in this question.
God, I wanted to say one more thing about that, though.
Okay.
As a business, it's your right as a business owner to decide who you want to do service with. And if you don't want to do service with people, you're going to lose money and other businesses will gain money. But once you start allowing, you know, government interference into these private companies, it's a slippery slope. So that's
what's
happening.
And I just want
right
to expand on that. Just one quick thing. I mean, oh, shit, I forgot what I was talking about.
Well, let's move on then, because this is the same subject, Chase. Here we go. The next question is, did the recent judgment that Trump can't block Twitter followers establish that Twitter is a public forum and therefore can't legally discriminate? So we have the public consensus, or at least the liberal consensus, is that these companies can censor conservatives because they're a private company. But a judge, it was last week or 2 weeks ago, came out and said that Trump cannot block Twitter followers. He can't do that. And the reason being is because his tweets have become public documents, or whatever you want to call it. So if that's the case, if he has got these public documents on Twitter, then this is a public forum? Does that... I mean,
that would make everything ever said on Twitter legally binding.
Legally binding, how so?
It would.
Right, well, it is public record.
Well, exactly, but it shouldn't be, because it's a private company. Once you start mixing government with private company, that's just, like Dylan said, a slippery slope to socialism.
Yeah.
Or say that five times fast.
Slippery slope to socialism.
Okay, well.
I agree.
Yeah, you got one.
The last question from @average_Twitter user is, should political affiliation become a protected class like gender, age, religious affiliation, sexual orientation, and race? So should you be able to be discriminated because you're conservative?
There should be nobody protecting anybody from discrimination. If people want to discriminate, it makes them a distasteful person. I mean, then you avoid that person as a person, and it's like Darwinism. They die out. They realize what they're doing wrong. I mean, if you protect somebody for being an asshole, they're going to be an asshole their entire life. But if you call them out on it and people stop hanging out with them or calling them or talking to them, they start to get the hint.
Yeah, it's putting more limits and restrictions onto free speech is what it's doing.
Right. No, I totally agree.
You should have the right to criticize someone for their political beliefs. You know, and if someone
claims that
they're... You
should have the right to criticize anybody for anything.
How about this? What about in the work center? What if...
That's a little different, I think, because that once again...
Those are business policies. Yeah. Those have nothing to do with the laws.
Yeah.
They shouldn't anyway. If you don't like your work environment, don't work there. Problem solved.
So it should be protected then. You're saying that it should be protected.
The workplace,
I mean, sexual
probably.
Assault and
no
stuff like that,
there.
Obviously.
Right, yeah.
You can't have that.
You're not supposed to pick people based on gender, age, religious affiliation. That shouldn't come into factor. So also your political affiliation should.
I'm 100% for that. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, I don't know. See, that's another thing, like who can you service and who you can't. You know, you have to give everybody equal service regardless of whatever. I mean, and if you don't have to do that, then why should you have to hire under different standards?
Actually, that's a really good point.
So, I mean,
yeah, no.
It makes you think.
That
it's like, where do we draw the line?
Next question from @Rick_Bossin. The anti-Trump drumbeat has droned on since he was sworn in as president. Do you expect the level of opposition to continue at this level? What must happen to quell the rage of self-indignation from those opposing President Trump. So are these, I mean, is, are we going to keep hearing this anti-Trump narrative on
Absolutely.
The news?
Is it never going to stop?
Oh, yeah.
What if he cures cancer? What if he personally cures cancer? What if there's peace in the Middle East, man?
Dude, he's destroying the entire way our political government, our political structure works. He's destroying all these career politicians and exposing them. Of course they're pissed off and going to do everything they can to protect their backs, to do anything they can to get rid of Trump. And it's not going to stop.
Hey, doesn't Trump know that some people want to keep their cancer? Who is he to say he's going to get rid of your cancer? Maybe you like your cancer.
That's going to put doctors out of work.
Absurd. Dropping some knowledge.
Who are you to tell me I can't have cancer?
Chase's soapbox, everyone. Yeah.
Welcome to the soapbox hour.
No, you're making good points, man. Honestly, you're making great points. But yeah, no, I completely agree that this, it's not going anywhere. I think that the anti-Trump narrative is going to continue. They're going to, you're right, Chase, in that they're shooting for 2020. Nothing is
it's
sticking.
It's campaign strategy,
absolutely.
Pure and simple.
Oh, it's getting worse for them.
It's sickening. It's truly
fun
sickening.
To watch. Oh, man.
They're grasping at non-existent straws. I mean, they're making issues
Chase,
out of things that
they,
aren't issues.
Trump put kids in kennels at the border. Don't you get it? He's separating them from their parents.
Like, I mean, either that or a jail cell. I don't know how else you contain a person that you don't want to escape again.
Moving on. At Jesus_Christ_4U asks, are one of you guys running for office one day? And we've been asked that before. And I think if there was an opportunity to do so and we felt that we could win and we felt that we could make a change, a positive change, and do better than the person.
Tyler should.
That is running beside us, then absolutely.
Sounds a lot like someone's quotes from 30 years ago. Someone said, will you run for president? Probably not, but I would never rule it out entirely.
Exactly.
Trump. I would rule it out entirely. I don't like the microscope. I don't like the intrusion into my personal privacy. I really enjoy my personal privacy. That's why I live in the woods.
Just living in the sticks out there.
I do. I mean, I'm definitely not closed off as far as, you know, open-mindedness goes, but I definitely don't like being around a whole bunch of people.
Oh, man. There's so many people that are happy to hear a 24-year-old talk like this. I just...
Gets to shoot his guns.
How many 24-year-olds that you know are rebuilding a 66 Bridgestone 90 Sport right now?
Chase, we got a business here. We're trying to run a business.
How many 24-year-olds do you know that have 8 years in engineering? Without a degree.
Toot your own horn, all right?
Hey, this is just as good advertising as anything else I do. Especially going to the bar. That's the best advertising.
All right.
I call it networking.
A question from... This is kind of a fun question for all of us. We've kind of talked about it before, but we'll go over it again, especially now that Chase is here. From @kindhearted... 2015. How were you guys raised? Are your parents conservative or Democrat?
This is a great question.
So, how were we raised? Actually, you know what? I'll answer that first. So, as we talked about in our first podcast, if you watched that one, we all kind of met at Dylan and Chase's grandma's when I was 8. Chase, you were probably what? What are you, 3 years younger than me? Yeah, 4 years?
Oh, man. No, I'm like 5 years younger than you.
No, I'm 28.
I'm a year and a half younger than Dylan.
So, whatever, man. We all met at your grandma's, and we all grew up together. I mean, we all hung out. We built forts together. We collected cans together trying to raise money for those forts. We had, in our yard, there was literally a baseball diamond, a pattern built into the grass from us running around the bases so much.
Just from running the bases
yeah.
so many
I mean,
times.
We were outside all day, every day. That's where we were raised. I mean, we had a great childhood, I believe. I mean,
hands
you guys,
on.
Yeah,
the
and we had Xboxes. We had electronics. We just didn't use them because building things and doing things was more fun.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but Chase, I remember I was probably like 12 and you were 8 at the time. Do you remember we were riding our bikes to the gas station and it was like 20 degrees out and you had these tiny little cotton gloves on. And I remember it's like a mile and a half to the gas station. And I'm driving, I'm trucking through the snow, just dying myself. And I turn back and I just see Chase walking his bike, just crying.
Oh, yes. That's so funny. It's a shitty idea.
Dude, you're 8 years old, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, coming back to some of the stuff we built, our fort, our first one was 4 stories tall. It was probably a solid 1,200 square feet.
True story, actually.
Yeah.
We had an all-enclosed floor. The third floor was all enclosed.
Yeah, we had a roof. We had walls. We had doors. We had a trap door.
It was really cool, actually. And then on that top floor, if you sat on that top floor, you could feel it swing. Like, you could feel the boards moving as the trees swayed.
Oh, man.
All we did was pound nails
when
into
we
plywood.
There were murderers everywhere.
Oh, man, I can't believe we did that. It was a really cool fort, though.
It was. In the top floor.
And we'd have to run to and from the house because the monsters would get us otherwise. Or the murderers, or I don't know.
Do you remember we brought the TV? We brought the TV out there with the extension cord, and we had the old Xbox. The old Xbox hooked up.
And then when we were running back to the house one time, Carl shot Dylan in the leg with a BB gun from the top floor.
He pumped that thing like
he goes down. He's like, guys, wait, no.
I was wearing like 3 pairs of socks, too.
The monsters are coming to get him.
And told us, guys, wait.
I was scared, so, man.
No, come on, guys, wait.
Second part of that question. So, yeah, we were just raised as kids, growing up outside. It was, I mean, we kind of got lucky in that. Yeah, we had Xboxes and computers and stuff, but it was kind of on the verge of, before cell phones, I had a cell phone, I think, my sophomore year of high school, and it was still kind of crappy. You know, you could barely text each other. Yep. So we were raised outside playing sports and just going fishing all the time.
It used to be the Virgin Mobile pay-as-you-go, the 10 cents a text message. I'd get like $20 put onto my phone. You'd buy one of those cards. And, you know, obviously you're texting your friends. You want to text them because it's fun, but each time it's like, oh, there's a dime. Only get 200 of these.
Remember those days.
Well, I remember our parents made us go outside, too. If it was nice out, we weren't allowed to be inside.
Yep.
We couldn't, especially at our place, our parents wouldn't allow us to be inside if it was nice. And then Doug, he would make us go outside. He's like, I'm running a business here. You guys got to go outside. Dylan, Chase, friends got to go home. So speaking of parents, second half of that question, are your parents conservative, liberal, or Democrat? I mean, do you guys
ours are
remember?
Definitely conservative, but they're
very
outspoken.
I never really knew it until I understood how the party system works. I mean, I knew my dad was a business owner. I knew he was conscious about his taxes and things like that. But I never really knew because he would never make it known. I mean, there was never a point of talking to your kids about politics. Maybe it should be, but I feel like the way you're raised is kind of that conversation in itself.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, and I think my mom always says this too, is that even back then, it was you just didn't talk about politics like that. Like nowadays, you're surrounded by it on Facebook and you see people making political posts, but back then, which wasn't even that long ago, you kind of kept that to yourself out of respect for everyone else. But, I mean, now it's just you almost have to fight back with fighting the disinformation out there by Facebook posts and whatever. But
and, you know, I'm glad you said that because, you know, I don't even talk about politics anymore. You know, just this is neither here nor there.
It's like
almost kind of a tangent.
Yeah.
But, you know, coming out of a 4-year relationship trying to get back on the market, That is a subject I stay away from entirely because, you know, it doesn't take much for a woman who's in early childhood education or something like that to become a liberal just from her environment. And if I say something to offend her and don't have time to explain myself, then it's over.
It's over. Then see you bye. On to the next.
Well, dude, I think the social media is blowing up so much now that it's literally unavoidable to not see politics. You can't avoid it.
It is. It's not possible.
It is impossible.
Yeah. Well, look at your guy's cousin, Cooper, last week. That guy knows way more than I ever knew at even, like, 18. You know, he's exposed to that now.
More than me
it's
at 20.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, that goes to the next question. Were you always this outspoken? Were we always this active? And the answer is no, because we didn't have access to social media. We didn't really know about much of politics. We were outspoken about other things, outspoken about sports, outspoken about everything else in our social life, I guess. But social media has just exploded in the last couple of years, and we've now really got the opportunity to be more outspoken, and we've taken advantage of that, obviously.
Yep.
I mean, I would say that, I don't know, we were all pretty outspoken on our own ideas, though, I feel like. I mean, we were not scared to express our opinions whatsoever to each other, whether everyone disagreed, one person, or everyone agreed.
Oh, yeah. At times, it was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick. Oh, dude.
We never let anybody get away with something stupid because you would get called out on it immediately, and you would. There was like vultures circling, just waiting for you to die, and then they'd swoop down
Chase,
with their opinion. And
I gotta tell a story, man. I'm not trying to pick on you here, but I gotta tell the story of our band, and this is an example of that. All right.
What is it?
So
Vanilla
back
Twist?
In the day,
was that the name?
That was our name. We made this band called Vanilla Twist. Chase was the drummer. I was the guitarist. And we were going to start this super awesome band called Vanilla Twist. And I remember Chase and I, we were sitting downstairs in the new house, your guys' old man's new house, and we were trying to write lyrics. And we're like, Chase, all right, dude, let's write a song. Chase starts going, all right, I got one. Here I go again on my own, going down the only road I've ever known. And I'm like, oh my. I go, Chase, that's amazing. Did you just... And I was like, I just couldn't believe it. Not a week later, I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to WJJY. I hear, here I go again on my own. Going down the only road. I was so mad, dude. That ended the band. I called Chase.
I remember one of the only songs I ever did write was about Cleveland. And I just drove through Cleveland the other day, and I hate that place. Sorry if you're from Cleveland. I mean no offense. But your traffic is terrible. When you come in on 90, that 90-degree turn from a 70-mile-per-hour zone, what's going on there? Where was the city planner at?
Government. Freaking
government. Couldn't
build a ramp? What? Man.
It's the 21st century. You can do anything.
Well, let's hope we get some more infrastructure going and those roads improved. I think.
Oh, man. See, Chicago. I drove through Chicago, too. And it cost me about $20 to drive through Chicago, give or take. I don't really know. It is...
Did you have two axles or four?
Oh, man. Because those axles make a difference. But
pertinent,
you know,
information.
They collect the most in tolls out of everybody. Everybody at all. You know, New York wasn't even as bad. And they have the worst roads. Where's that money going?
It's government, man.
Gun control, bruh. Gun control,
I run
Chicago.
Two businesses' budgets, and I know where every cent goes. I know where everything goes. But how do you just lose all this money and none of it gets put back into building roads?
It's not that simple,
Chase,
okay?
It's not simple.
We need programs.
Yeah, there's expenses
programs.
And there's income. That's it. That's all there is to it. And then inevitably taxes. That's it. That's all there is. Then you have incidental funds, and, you know, that should be stocked, but it never is because all that money miraculously disappears.
On that note, let's play our game. How about that, huh?
Woo! All right. We got to get a pen and pad out here. Someone came up with that idea earlier. Novel one. Worthy of a pack.
Initials featuring Dave, Dylan, and Chase. I'm your host, Tyler Zed. That was pretty awesome. All right. So our initials game, we've played this for 2 weeks now. The scoreboard is Dave 1, Dylan 1. And Dylan holds the record at the most right in a game, which is 4. Accomplished last week. If you didn't see our initials game, the way it is played is pretty simple. We have 9 items, person, place, or thing. I'm going to describe each item with 5 clues, and the first person to guess it right wins. Each person can only guess one time per item, so if you guess on the first one and you don't get it, you cannot guess again. So you want to make sure you have all the things right before you guess. So before you guess, we'll go Dave style and say, what do you usually say, Dave?
I'd like to solve.
I'd like to solve. Yeah, let's go. Let's go with Dave style. I'd like to solve. All right. So if you got an answer, I'd like to solve, and we'll go from there. All right, are you guys ready? You guys got a paper and pen?
Yep.
Today's initials. Are you ready, Dave?
Yes, Tyler.
I'd like to solve. TZ.
All right. Initials today are TC. Tango Charlie. TC.
Ooh.
All right. Item number one. Clue number one. Has been with his wife since they were 15. Clue number two. Was once a co-host on CNN. Clue number three. was on Dancing with the Stars and was the first couple eliminated? Clue number four. Was in favor of same-sex marriage long before it became law. Clue number five. Has a show on Fox News that competes with Sean Hannity's show.
I'd like to solve.
Dylan.
The answer is Tucker Carlson.
That is correct. Tucker Carlson is right.
Dylan is on. Gosh, jeez.
You like to solve.
Yeah.
Chase, you hurt yourself on that one. Start watching TV, buddy. Item number two.
Yeah, well, you got Fox or CNN. Item number two, clue number one. Either one.
He was once part owner of the Baltimore Orioles. Clue number two. His net worth was estimated at $300 million when he died in 2013. Clue number three. Over 100 million copies of his books have been printed. Clue number four. Has a video game named after him. Clue number five.
I like to solve.
Chasen.
Tom Clancy.
That is correct. Tom Clancy is right. Chase is
on the board. I just read one of his books last week.
Dill 1, Chase 1. Item number 3. Was born in Canada. Sorry, clue number 1. Born in Canada. Clue number 2. His real first name is actually Raphael. Clue number 3. Memorized parts of the Constitution word for word when he was a teenager, and can still recite some of them today. Clue number 4. Was coined as Lion by Trump in the 2016 election. In the primaries.
Oh, I'd like to solve.
Dylan.
It's Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz is correct.
Shit, I should have known that.
It's actually Theodore.
Sorry, viewers, it's actually Theodore. If you don't like the course language.
Dylan, too. I thought it was Chase, Theodore. Too. Chase, watch your language.
Yeah,
item number four.
Well,
item number
like
four.
I said, children shouldn't be involved clue, in politics.
Clue number one. How dare you? They're getting shot up in schools, Chase.
I know, because they
item
keep
number
broadcasting
four.
It over and over.
Clue number one, geographical location. Clue number two.
I'd like to solve.
Dylan.
It's the Twin Cities.
That is correct. Twin Cities is correct.
Gosh, oh, really? I thought of that.
I feel
really
like there's some Russian collusion going on here.
Dude, that was the first thing I Dylan. Wrote down.
Yeah, you guys make a little phone call before we started this game?
No.
Before we started this podcast, I feel like there's something going on here. I don't like
Dylan
to lose.
Dylan 3,
this
Chase
BS.
1, Dave 0. Item number 5. Clue number 1. Graduated from Auburn University in 1982. Clue number 2. In 1996, was misdiagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Clue number 3. Serves on the board of directors of the National Football Foundation and Nike. Clue number 4. First Fortune 500 company CEO to be openly gay. Clue number 5. Apple CEO. Dude, 5. Oh, 4. 3.
I
two,
can't think of his name.
1.
I'd like to solve.
Dale.
I have no idea. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Correct. The answer is Tim Cook.
Oh.
Damn it.
I can see him, dude. The... He's the one.
I know.
The
I
CEO
could see his
Apple.
Face.
Yeah, that was one of the hints. It was like the last hint, deep.
Dude, we're okay for everybody that you know. You're obviously watching the video. These guys don't know, but we're using one headphone of a set of Apple headphones in front of a little pod mic, and we have to put it between our ears so that we can hear what's happening right now. So sorry for the bleed, but. We had to get it done.
You guys are pressing your heads to get like your ears together to on one earbud.
Are you victimizing yourself right now? Are you victimizing?
Yeah.
Item that's number a... six. Okay. Item number six. Clue number one. Is a bear. Clue number two. Is a mascot.
Oh, I like to solve.
Dill.
What?
It's the initials TC. Crunch.
That is right.
Oh, TC the bear.
Well,
the twins.
I watched the Wolves game. TC.
I don't know if
I said
TC. These,
otherwise
known these as... are bias. These are bias. I don't watch a lot of sports unless it's Vikings football.
All right. You know what? Dill, I'll give it to you, but it's not the Timberwolves mascot.
Oh, no. It's the Twins mascot.
You know, I'm giving that one to Chase. I'm revoking
what?
Solid.
Gosh.
I guessed it. I never watched baseball.
It doesn't matter if I don't know which Matt team it represents. I still guessed the right name.
Yeah, but you guessed the wrong team.
What if I said, what if the clue was President of France and you said Angela Merkel? That is wrong, man.
You know what? Fine. Right. Give him a pity point. I don't care.
He's a victim, man.
I'll take a pity point. Didn't you hear him on his last one? Points. Dollars are dollars and points are points.
Oh, actually, that was big, actually. Chase, you got 2. Dylan, you got 3. Deve, you got 0. Deve, come on. You need to answer all 3.
Hey, Kobe always came back in the fourth quarter.
You're right. Kobe. All right. Item number 7. Clue number 1. He once golfed with President William Howard Taft and visited President Woodrow Wilson in the White House. Clue number 2. Has been reported that he did not like Babe Ruth. Clue number 3.
I'd like to solve.
Chase.
Ty Cobb.
That is right.
What?
You just tied it up.
Oh, dude. Chase. I know my baseball history, but I don't watch baseball.
I was going to say Tom Collins.
Chase.
Tom Collins.
We got a ball
game. I don't even know if that's a real person, is it?
We got a ball game. It is Chase 3, Dylan 3, Deve 0. Item number 8. Item number 8. Number 1. Played in that 70s show. Clue number 2. The DEA spent $12 million to put him in jail. Clue number 3. Broke a record on the semifinals of Dancing with the Stars.
Hey,
Deve?
I would like to solve, but if I get his last name right, does that count?
No, it's got to be right,
Deve. It's got to be the full name, man. TC.
Oh, yes. All right. I'd like to solve. Tommy Chong.
That's right.
I should have known that. Obvious
Chong
reasons.
Right. Deve is on the board.
DEA searched him for bongs. That was
for glassware.
All right,
for
this glassware. Is our final one. If we got a tiebreaker here, I'm going to have to go on the fly. I got a couple tiebreakers, but all right. Chase 3, Dylan 3, Deve 1. Final question. Item number 9. Clue number 1. Is 55, but he looks 40.
I'd like to solve.
Deve, throwing a wrench in the system.
Tom Cruise.
That is right.
Dude, I should get a half a point for
mentioning
that earlier.
I knew Tom Cruise was in there somewhere.
Boop, boop, boop.
Dill, that's not right. Nope.
Oh, you give Chase a pity point that you steal from me that I actually guessed right.
No, you didn't, because you said the wrong team.
All right.
So it doesn't
what
count.
I said is irrelevant
after all the viewers
are
agreeing with me right now. I can see it in future comments. They're agreeing with me.
No, they're not, because I said it right, and what I said after that is totally irrelevant.
Tiebreaker, boys. Tiebreaker. All right, this is between Chase.
I get to participate,
Chase,
right?
Chase and Dylan. All right.
No, dude, come on.
No, give Devin
got
tie.
Two, man.
One tie, we all tie, man. One tie, we all tie.
One tie. Are you serious? All right.
Give him a shot at the comeback.
That's a socialism principle. No way.
You know what? Dylan's right.
Dude,
Dylan's right.
That's how we played growing up.
That makes stuff entertaining.
That's Carl's rule when Carl is way out of the game and wants to
when Carl loses that beer pong. Yeah.
All right. I'll succeed.
Deve, you're out. Sorry. All right. Chase and Dylan, this is the tiebreaker. This might be tough. All right, item number 10, tiebreaker. Clue number 1, was born in Flint, Michigan. Clue number 2, played in the NFL from 1991 to 1997 for the Chargers, Rams, and Redskins, was a linebacker and a defensive end. Clue number 3, is now an actor.
Oh, I'd like to solve.
Dylan.
Got this. This is for the win, baby. Terry Crews.
Terry Crews is right. Dylan wins.
Oh!
Nice.
Man, come on!
That's what's up. I deserve to win that game.
No, you don't. You deserve nothing.
Okay, so you tied your record with 4. 4 correct, and now you are now the belt holder. 2 career wins. Deve, you got 1 career win.
Doesn't deserve it.
Chase, okay, thank you. I commend you. I
Kid
commend
watches
you, but,
too much Sports Center.
Not good enough. Not good enough. All right, I think.
Hey, you gotta admit, 3 on the first go is pretty solid, though.
I think that's not too bad, but I think it's about that time. As I walked to Starbucks that morning, walked because my mom was late for work and couldn't drop me off. I couldn't stop thinking about Macaulay Culkin. What a fall from grace! 1 minute. He's an actor on top of the world. The next, He's running a grade C Twitter account called Educating Liberals. Damn. I felt my head beginning to throb. My body was craving soy. Only one more block. As I walked the last block, I saw a truck with a Trump sticker on it. The Trump guy in the sticker was pissing on a CNN sticker. Haha, real funny. I couldn't believe Russian bots drove trucks now. My head throbbed harder and harder from the anger. My God, I need some soy. Thanks to my mom, my body was off schedule. I should have had it an hour ago. I rounded the corner. As I reached for the door, a sign. Closed for tolerance training. No! Thanks for watching, everybody. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. I am Real Tyler Zed on all platforms. Dylan is at Education4Libs on Twitter. Educating Liberals on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook, Educating Liberals. Chase, do you got a handle that you got? Or...
I'm on Instagram as at Chase Wheela, ChaseWheela. And I'm on Twitter from time to time as Chase Wheeler, WHEELER.
Make sure you follow Dave on Twitter at Dave Dirty, not Dirte. Again, thanks for listening. We will be back next week.